property regulation is absolutely central to the whole socialist project. It's something that actually all the population might have a stake in. So it's important in that sense. And secondly, it's important in terms of the scale of it. You know, it sends an important message that real change may be possible under Rao. And I just don't think people with, for example, the agrarian reform laws that have been introduced before now, allowing small farmers to own some of their land, just haven't really been taken as quite so serious.
So is this then going to be the foundation of, I suppose, a market economy?
The answer to that will depend on how successful you think it's going to be. And there are two camps here. Certainly there's a lot in it for the government. This whole move is partly about shoring up the government's finances. You know, the fact that the rule allows for second home ownership, and that's clearly only going to be affordable by remittance funding coming in from abroad, means that this is really a way to get money into the economy that the government can then tax, which it can't do, of course, at the moment in a frozen housing market where nobody can buy or sell their properties. And it's also the fact that over the course of the next few months into next year, more than 500,000 state workers are going to be laid off. So what is the government going to do? The private sector isn't producing enough jobs. So where are those people going to go? And I think allowing them to sell their houses is clearly one way that the government, I think, will allow those people to, in a way, fund their own layoff. And finally, it's a way to manage the already existing affluence gap between those Cubans who are able to rent out rooms within their houses to foreigners and bring in quite a lot of capital to themselves that way, and those who aren't, who are on a state wage, earning just $20 or so a month. You know, there's quite a lot in this for the government, which, if it's successful, will fundamentally introduce a market reform to the Cuban socialist economy in a way that works.
What is this legislation likely to mean for ordinary Cubans?
Well, I think in first instance, and you get the sense of this from the number of people queuing up to take advantage of the legislation, I think it means a real concrete step towards personal freedom of a sort that they haven't had. Now, there are lots of social freedoms in Cuba, but the fact that you can take control over your own financial destiny and by those means also often your personal destiny. You know, there's a lot of overcrowding in Cuban property. A lot of people who were once married and who are now divorced, say, often live in the same house. And so this allows those people to sort of take a greater stake in their own personal futures as much as anything else. So I think it means quite a lot on that level.